Dan Novak.
This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked wide parts of Turkey and Syria early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and killing more than 2,400 people, with hundreds more believed trapped under the rubble. VOA's Heather Murdock reports from Istanbul.
Rescuers in cities and towns across Syria and Turkey have been scrambling since early morning to dig people out of the rubble after one of the most powerful earthquakes this region has seen in the past century. The first earthquake hit around 4 a.m. local time in the Gaziantep province of Turkey and had a magnitude of 7.8, the largest since 1939, according to the Turkish government. Hours later, another only slightly less powerful earthquake hit a little less than 100 kilometers north of the original quake. Most of the deaths were reported in Turkey, but hundreds also died in Syria. The quakes could also be felt as far away as Iraq, Lebanon, Cyprus, and Egypt. Heather Murdock, VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday expressed fear the likely escalation of the conflict in Ukraine could mean the world is headed toward a wider war. Guterres made the dire prediction while speaking to delegates to the General Assembly at UN headquarters in New York, where he outlined his priorities for the year ahead, with the conflict in Ukraine at the top of the list.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is inflicting untold suffering on the Ukrainian people with profound global implications. The prospects for peace keep diminishing. The chances of further escalation and bloodshed keep growing. I fear the world is not sleepwalking into a wider war. I fear it's doing so with its eyes wide open.
The UN Secretary General also noted the climate crisis and extreme poverty among the other challenges ahead for the world body in 2023. This is VOA News. Officials in China Monday said a decision by the United States to shoot down a balloon that had flown into U.S. airspace was an indiscriminate use of force and an overreaction. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
China's accused the U.S. of indiscriminate use of force in shooting down a suspected Chinese spy balloon, saying it seriously impacts and damages both sides' efforts and progress in stabilizing Sino-U.S. relations. The U.S. shot down the balloon off the Carolina coast after it traversed sensitive military sites across North America. China insisted the flyover was an accident. Now, Dao Wei at the Center for International Security and Strategy at Tsinghua University warns China and the U.S. may have lost a window for improved bilateral ties after Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponed his visit to China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities say tens of thousands of travelers commuted between mainland China and Hong Kong Monday, marking the first time in 3 years that all border checkpoints were reopened fully without health crisis restrictions. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has more.
China announced last week that cross-border travel between the mainland, Hong Kong and Macau would fully resume on Monday, while scrapping the requirement for mandatory health tests before travelling. Hong Kong's railway network said around 22,000 passengers travelled through Lo Wu Station by midday that day, and dozens of people marked this event by sticking colourful post-it notes on a red wall outside. The Shenzhen checkpoint was decorated with hundreds of red lanterns and large red banners celebrating the resumption of travel. Prior to this move, Hong Kong was largely sealed off from the mainland to ward off contagion. Arrivals faced a mandatory quarantine of up to 3 weeks. The city eventually dropped most of its internal health restrictions in December.
That's Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. An Iranian singer who faces possible prison time for his song that's become an anthem to the ongoing protests shaking the Islamic Republic wept early Monday after learning he'd won a Grammy for the song. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden announced that Shervin Hajipour had won a special Grammy Song for Social Change Special Merit Award for the song Barai. In an online video from Iran, Hajipour appeared stunned. He could be seen in a darkened room wiping tears away after the announcement. There was no immediate reaction on Iranian state media or from the government officials to Hajipour's win. The singer is among over 19,600 people arrested amid demonstrations in the country. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Jeff Custer from Washington. This is VOA News.